T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to line 5, Mr. Fred Smoot.
What are you calling here
loud about
now?
Mouth of the South. Fred, where do you land on the boneless wings or actually chicken nuggets debate?
I have to go with my southern brethren, Mr. B. Mitch, at the end of the day. JT, let's be honest.
It's debate.
I have to go with my southern brethren, Mr. B. Mitch, at the end of the day. JT, let's be honest. I have been saying this for years. They don't exist. If people tell you, let's go down the street and ride unicorns, you would not look forward to that. Listen to me. Where are the boneless chickens at? Where are they at? what part of America do they exist? Or maybe they're in restaurants. I don't know. And one other thing. If they do debone the chicken, let's say they do that. You know it's a difference between white meat, which is breast meat, and dark meat, which is wing meat. So you're telling me not only did they debone the chicken, they snapped their fingers and they turned it to white meat. All right, I'm with you.
You kicked the wrong hornet's nest, Stallion.
Yeah.
Boneless wings are chicken nuggets. Fred, thank you.
We got a lot of the young people in the world that don't like to listen to people, and they just want to, oh, man, give me the boneless wing. Man, just ask for chicken nuggets. Y'all a bunch of kids.
They just want life
well,
easier.
Well, let's ask this. Why don't these restaurants call it chicken nuggets, and why do they call it boneless wings?
To try to make saps like you not
you
feel bad about ordering
because
chicken nuggets.
You refuse to call it a chicken nugget because you think it makes you
I'm
feel good.
I'm going to sell you the same product, and I'm going to repackage it. That's the number one thing in sales. I'm going to sell you the same. Listen to me. Michael Jordan is selling my kids the same shoe he charged me $95 for 20 years ago. He put it in a new box and he sold it. Not at Nike or Jordan like they was at that time. Repackage, resale, they don't exist. All right, let me ask you what. Is it penguin meat? The boneless wings, is it penguin meat?
Penguin meat? I mean, I don't care what meat it is. Whatever meat it is, it's damn good. And I like it.
The question I'll ask, like this is another thing, Fred. Everywhere you go, there, people always say, we got southern fried catfish. When you start eating it, it ain't catfish.
But no,
they always say it's catfish because they know people want to get catfish.
No, it's not catfish. I think it's sway.
It's sway.
And you know what? I don't want to eat no fish that sound like a new Nike shoe. I don't want any sway. I want southern catfish, and that's a hard thing to get up here. Just tell me it's not the catfish, so I can really know what it is.
Fred, I've sworn off crappie. I will never eat a fish called crappie. Where do you land on that?
Well, I did live in Minnesota for 2 years, and that's when you go fishing up there. And believe it, JP, I went
You'll
ice
eat
fishing.
It.
I went ice fishing. I caught a lot of crappie. I went home, and I cooked those crappie. You know, and they taste pretty good. They taste better than sway.
Yeah.
I'm out on crappie. Rename it.
Crappie is called – they call it cycle in Louisiana. It always got a weird name in Louisiana. But it's a white flaky fish, and it's very, very mild. You will eat the hell out of it, I guarantee you.
Hey, Fred, while we got you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot because I'm happy to talk boneless wings being adult chicken nuggets, but the corner that the Commanders claimed from Minnesota, Cam Dantzler, Mississippi State guy.
Can he dance?
I was curious if you had watched him at all, what you thought.
No, I love him, man. He's a big, long corner, plays on the outside primarily, can make big plays. And he's one of those guys where the more you watch him, he actually rises to the occasion more than he sits over there and sometimes he gets bored. He plays better when he plays against a number one receiver. You put him against A.J. Brown, who he's been playing since high school, he does well. You put him on a number two, and he sometimes gets bored and he goes to sleep. But that's one of those guys where we stole one right there. That shows me they're trying to not just add depth. They're trying to make sure somebody threatens every position. And that's what I like. You got to realize, I came in with a defensive back room of me, Darryl Green, Deion Sanders, Champ Bailey, amongst other people. Then I come to another DB room, and it was me, D. Hall, Collins Rogers, Sean Spring, Sean Taylor, LeRon Landry. I have been a part of defensive backfield, and the more you bring people who threaten people's jobs, the better you get out of this, dude. You got to ask yourself, are you here to build a team? Are you here to be a Pro Bowler? No, I don't want the Pro Bowlers. I want a team. The best teams win championships, and to do that, we need more than depth. We got to be great. We don't have to be great, but we got to be good from number one to the 53rd person on the roster.
You get the only answer, one answer. Just give us the one name. Is he more like Blue or Smoot?
Dazzle is a tweener between the both
man,
of us.
Man, I said one word.
When has Trent ever given you one word? That's
like me. He's a hybrid between both of us. I think
he's a Blue.
Yeah, he's a Blue Smoot. You know, I live in the village with the Smurf. That's who he is. But B. Mitch, I also had to tell you this. You know, I was talking to somebody about your gumbo, and they kind of praised it. And then I gave them a teaspoon of mine, and then they said they never want to taste yours again. So I want to let you know this. Your gumbo is what we call regular unleaded, number 87 on the gas level,
Fred,
493.
I guarantee you, ain't nobody that tasted my gumbo said, that's that thing you do all the time. I knew you were calling to lie about something, and you finally got to it.
Listen, I'm an idea guy. This is an easy home run. Can we have a Fred Smoot, Brian Mitchell gumbo cook-off?
We had cook-off before. We've had two. He never shows up. He showed up twice to eat my food.
This was happened. By the time I put the pot in my car and make it to the spot, my stuff is ate up by passengers. My stuff is ate up by people stopping at red lights. It's hard to get my
own. But he came by himself.
This.
Fred, gumbo's a pretty tough food to eat while driving.
it's
all
not.
You know Melissa Millette?
Yeah.
Ask Melissa. Fred and I were supposed to have a cook-off at her brother's house. Fred showed up, ate my ribs, my potato salad. He drank my margaritas.
Yeah.
And he said, man, it was a hell of a cook-off.
Listen, sometimes you don't need but one person to be the winner. It's going to turn out like that all the time, but we all win in the end. But, JP, let's put that together. I don't care for what charity is for. I don't care what liquor sponsor you got. All I got to say, me against B. Mitch made the best iron cast skillet win.
Listen,
I am not going to lose from nobody from Mississippi.
Oh,
don't
get him started about Mississippi.
Feel. I know how you feel.
Who is it, Smoot? Elvis and Oprah?
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Walter Payton.
Hey, first of all, I am from a goat house. Mississippi has a lot of goats. Oprah, Elvis,
and
you get right about that. Like, yes, we can. Listen, we cook for a village. You cook for a house.
Oh, no. I cook for the whole street. Guess what? You came from a house of goats, we have you on our damn grill.
we will
have Cajun goat.
Cajun Smoot.
Well, you know what that'll be? That'll be a little taste of Jerry Rice, a little taste of Brett Favre. That'll be a little taste of Walter Payton. That'll be a little taste of anybody you can think. Oprah, Morgan Freeman.
I'm glad you said all those people.
Brett Favre might be a little gamey these
days. Brett Favre a little gamey. I destroyed him twice.
Hey, what is Fred Smoot's final four?
You know what? My final four, it turned out real shaky. I hope nobody
feels
right on
this. He had Arizona.
I had Mississippi State. I had them all. Listen, this mine is already over with, I think. You know what? I'm going to go for the underdog. I'm going to go for Foreman. Why not?
Furman.
Let's go for the underdog.
For Foreman Mills?
George Foreman. Yes. Furman.
Furman. That's what I said, brother. Don't make me speak French on the air.
Do you know what Furman's mascot is, Fred?
What is it? Because I know some terrible mascots.
Do you know it, Stallion?
It's the Panthers.
No, what is it? It's got to be educational, right?
I believe, and I have no idea what this is, but it's the Paladins.
Yeah, it's the Paladin. What the hell is a Paladin?
The Furman
Paladins.
What is
Paladins? A Paladin? What is that, a rash?
It seems like it.
I can run off that one because Delta State in Mississippi, their mascot is the Fighting Okra. Yeah, you heard me.
Who is that?
Delta State.
Delta State.
Okra. Have they ever been in the NCAA?
Never. Never.
They're too slimy, dog. You can't have no okra in there.
All right. A paladin is a knight, specifically from the Charlemagne era, the French emperor.
Oh, so that's Charlemagne the God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're basically rappers.
Yeah.
Fred, thank you, dude.
Team Blouse.
All right, fool.
Fred, thank you, man. You should come to MGM. It's popping over here.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, you know what? I am going to stop there. Why not?
Well, I'm leaving anyway, but I don't know what B's doing. You never know.
Yeah, I'll be going to another spot later. Meet us over at World of Beer in Rockville.
There you go. I'm going to go to Over Under tomorrow, Fred, if you want to meet us there.
All right. Yeah, I got both of y'all guys now. I'll make sure I reach out. You know,
that means he's not coming.
Got to play for
just what Greg said, yup, that means he's not coming.
Frank Smallwood on Twitter says, cook off at the Snyder selling the team parade. All the money goes to charity. I'm here for it. I am here for it. Fred, thank you, buddy.
Hi, bro.
Hey, sincerely, thank you for listening, dude. Appreciate it. That was a hell of a ride.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.